anymore. Just an instructor that we should encourage and help one another on doing good works. With regard to that, we read the next hadith. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقي ركبا بالروحة فقال حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه said that النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم met a group of people in Rawha, a certain place, and then he asked them, Manil Qaw, who are you people? Qalu al-Muslimun. They said, we are Muslims, we have accepted Islam. Faqalu man anta. They asked in return, and who are you? They asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, Rasulullah, that I am the Rasul of Allah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَرَفَعَتْ إِلَيْهِ إِمْرَاتٌ سَبِيًّا فَقَالَتْ. One lady then picked up a baby, a small child, and asked a question, a masala. She said that, أَلِهَذَا حَجٌّ. Will hajj be proper for this child? That is, he's still a minor. Can he make hajj or not? قال نبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said نعم ولك أجر. Yes, his hajj, there is hajj for him, and the reward will be for you. So from this last part of the hadith, we learn great lesson that a small child, all his nafi, whatever he does, they make namazes, they are not baligh, but all of that they get their sawab. And whoever had encouraged them, the mother, the father, the parents, etc., on good character, good upbringing, dressing properly, Islamically, all that the sawab the parents also get. And this is the relationship with the chapter, that whatever good a person does, and he does for somebody else, doesn't know that person is not himself directly responsible, but he also gets the parents, the one who was the cause, also gets the reward. Allah's mercies are very, very great. Whoever has any part in it, like for example, somebody gives somebody some money, go and give this in the madrasa, go and give this money in the masjid, then this other person is only a courier. He's only carrying the money, but he also gets the full reward, as though he gave that money. So much Allah Ta'ala gives. So we should, there are many paths of doing righteous and good deeds. We should not deprive ourselves. Wherever we can, any small good deed, and we don't know any of these deeds might well be sufficient for our salvation on the day of Qiyamah. In the commentary further it is written that the hadith teaches us that one who becomes a means of others obeying Allah Ta'ala, or who guides towards it, receives the reward they receive. Any person who becomes just the cause of guiding other people, we are going for the namaz, we ask the person, come along, join us for the namaz. And that person comes, maybe he did not really have the intention of coming for namaz, but that you offered him, he decided to come, you also get the sawab. You are driving, on the way you see somebody is walking, and you offer him a lift, I'm going masjid, come join me. He joins the person, he also gets the sawab. In many, many ways like that, we can also get the sawab. We help somebody to put some goods, for example, carry to his car, or we are not in a position, but we ask somebody else, just help him, just take this goods for him to the car, or that sawab also we will get. So whatever good we do, and especially as far as daily work is concerned, and particularly our children, the upbringing of our children, we bring them up correctly, all that sawab they will get for the good they do. The sins they commit, there are no sins written. But the good they do, all their sawab is written for them, and whoever was the cause of that sawab, they also get that sawab. And one who takes along a child to perform hajj receives the reward of the hajj or of the child's hajj. So a great ibadat like hajj, many people do take their children also along. The children, if the hajj is not farz on them, but the parents have paid all the expenses, taken them, they also get the reward. If we make qurbani on behalf of our children, it is not wajib, and it should be, shouldn't be done with their money. With our money we make qurbani for them, they also get the sawab, we also get the sawab. However, according to the consensus of the ulama, the sins of a child during hajj are not recorded against the accompanying adult. Any action, whether it is hajj or anything, children who are minors, their sins are not written down. They are free from sin, but their good deeds, they get their reward for it. How merciful, how kind is not Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It should be also be remembered that the child's hajj does not stand in place of an obligatory hajj when the child reaches puberty. This is also important masala to remember, that a little child who makes hajj, that is not his faraz na hajj, that is the nafal hajj. When he becomes baligh, his faraz hajj is still faraz upon him, and he has to make his faraz hajj. The fact that the tribe of Ar-Roha did not recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed his humility and simplicity. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met his people, and when he asked them who they are, he said, "We are Muslims." That means they had accepted Islam and they were familiar with Islam. But when then they asked, "Who are you?" they did not recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason given for that is that he was indistinguishable from his followers. He loved such a way with his followers that nobody could make out who is the leader and who is the follower. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a very, very simple, down to earth life. In fact, when he made hijrah and he came from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, and the people of Medina Sharif who were acquainted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of them had accepted Islam before that already. But when they came, they did not know who is the master and who is the servant, who is the follower. Until Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu took a sheet and covered it over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to save him from the heat of the sun. Then they realized who is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is also a great quality, not to have one's desire. If people serve you, that is a different thing. But in your heart it must be not at all that I must be like a separate person, like a big person, like the leader person. In fact, if you go somewhere and you're just entering or go, people don't know who the leader, who is this person. That is how a Muslim should love. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest, the Nabi of Allah, lived in the simple way, we should also try to adopt that as far as possible. And if somebody serves, like there were many Sahaba who gave their lives for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and served him, and he did not stop them, he allowed them to stop there to serve him, but he himself did not have that at all in him, that I must be served, I must be treated like a leader. Like today, how leaders are treated, it wasn't like that at all. May Allah give us all tawfiq to bring the reality of deen into our life.